With the potential of big droughts this summer and the ongoing threat of floods, the provincial government is launching the Drought and Flood Protection Program to help municipalities and Indigenous communities build flood and drought prevention infrastructure, such as berms, flood walls, and retention ponds. Minister of Environment and Protected Areas Rebecca Schultz says that this type of program is needed to address threats that we've come to know.
Albertans understand all too well the devastating impacts that droughts and floods have on our homes, businesses, and critical infrastructure. And of course, the dangers that it poses to the safety of individuals and families in every corner of our province. But our province does not back down from a challenge. Albertans are innovators and problem solvers who, when they see a problem, roll up their sleeves and get to work. And that's exactly what we're doing here today. We know that communities have great ideas on project to make them drought and flood proof, but building this infrastructure, of course, is costly, and municipalities and Indigenous communities are already struggling with inflation and rising energy costs. That's why we're launching the Drought and Flood Protection Program to help communities build the infrastructure that they need to keep their people safe.
The program will see $125 million be invested into the program over the next 5 years as a part of Budget 2024, with the program set to roll out later this year. For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.